if you get to that point on Instagram where you're like, I want to get off Instagram right now, but I still want to like look at shit, hop in the Discord. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to get that same, that mm-hmm. same stream of content. But the best part is, like, not only can you contribute very easily, like, into the stream of content, like, you can have conversations with people who aren't just dicking around all the time.
Yeah. Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Substance Podcast. I'm your host, Liam.
And I'm your other host, Matt.
This week's episode, we are throwing this together at the last second, but we do actually have a cool idea. Like, we, you know, every time we're like, yeah, we got a last minute fucking episode, we don't have a guest, and we call it the off the cuff episodes. They do turn out pretty good, but
I promise we are trying to get
life. Before we can even get into anything, life has been, for both of us, pretty all over the place. Like, we're both in the middle of busy stuff. I'm in a transition period, and Matt is insanely busy trying to keep up with work and make up time for, well, you're leaving tomorrow.
Actually,
no, you're gone by the time you guys are listening to this episode. Matt is in Mexico.
I will be in Mexico. And
we'll cut that one. Anyways.
We had to cut me saying something ridiculous.
Yeah. But yeah, Matt's going to be gone for the next, 10 days?
Yes, I am leaving for 10 days. It could not come at a better time. It literally could not. I'm extremely excited. I am going to be with Pau, my girlfriend. And we do not get to see each other nearly as often as we would like. Anybody that knows me really well knows the intensity to which that statement is true.
Yeah.
So I'm just unbelievably excited. Just really lucky to, you know, A, have her, but B, be able to, you know, have the resources to do this. That is basically the one and only thing I like about this job at that moment. But this is not a podcast to bitch about my job. I'm just grateful for what I have, and I'm excited to forget that the U.S. exists for 10 days here soon. So,
but no, I mean, as the hosts of this podcast, I feel like it's cool for us to give you guys updates on our lives. And, you know, I would hope at least you guys listen to the podcast, number one, because it's entertaining to listen to and it's interesting, but also because you like us. And, I mean, if you hate us and listen to the podcast, thanks, I guess.
I feel like that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, it would be.
If you can sit here and listen to us, so like interesting. They're like, God, I fucking hate these guys, but I love what they talk about.
I hate the way that they talk about it, though. I hate everything about them, but the podcast and the stuff they talk about, it's great. But anyways, as the host of this podcast, we are going to talk about our lives at the start of the episodes because we are humans, and you guys are too.
I have been struggling the last couple of weeks listening to these episodes. It's like somebody flipped a switch in my head where I'm just listening to myself. It's not even like, oh, I hate the sound of my own voice. It's just like I am insufferable to myself. Like, I'm sure I'm fine. It's fine. Everything is fine. Okay.
It'd be like that.
It's just like I'm listening the last two episodes especially. I'm like in the car listening to it. And there for a while, whenever I would listen to the episodes, it like would not occur to my brain that I was listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would just kind of put me in the, like this random like third person perspective. I don't know why, but that stopped happening. And I started like analyzing like the way I talk and what I say and stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, insufferable.
I think we can all relate to, if any of you guys have ever like recorded yourself, either a video or like you've just had like an audio recording of yourself, whatever, it sucks to listen to yourself. And that's why doing stuff like this is really hard.
It's like, why do people even talk to me if I talk?
I promise you, it's all yourself.
I know, but just like,
it is legitimately like a hard and weird thing to do, and like I'm fortunate that I've done this for like such a long time that I'm
you're like
very comfortable on camera, and I've very much gotten past my insecurities of like the things about the way that I talk and the way that I look when I talk that bother me. So it doesn't bother me anywhere near as much as it used to, but it still does here and there. So I mean, I get it. I honestly, to me,
it was like more funny than anything.
Well, that's good at least. If you can laugh about it, then you're already in the clip.
I'm literally like in my work truck listening to it. And I'm at like 2 hours and 15 minutes, and I don't even remember, but I said something, and I was like, that's enough of that.
Well, hopefully you guys don't do the same thing. Yes,
I hope you do not. But
we appreciate all of you guys that come back week after week. Absolutely. Whether or not we have, you know, a crazy exciting topic to talk about or an interesting guest, which back to that, we have been trying to get guests on here. And like we said,
a lot of people are just like equally as busy as we are. So it's been really hard to get everybody in one place at one time.
And the one weekend when there was a bunch of people in town that could have done anything was Riverside. And we were way too busy that weekend to have people on the podcast. But it's tough. You know, people have stuff going on the weekends, which is about the only time they're free to be able to do something. And that doesn't involve them making a trip to Chattanooga and sitting down in our sweaty garage with us to talk about stuff. So it's harder than you think. And until we're able to get this to be like a mobile podcast, which I've had a lot of people actually reach out that either work in some kind of media stuff, maybe they do podcast stuff or whatever for their job, and have made some suggestions as far as us like taking this mobile and being able to go to events. So far, you know, we still haven't figured anything out. We don't really know how that's all going to work out, because even if we could logistically make it work, it's still hard enough with mine and Matt's schedules and our budgets.
The two schedules, especially right now, like, we're going to figure it out. I mean, it's going to get equalized, but like, especially recently I've been working, and it's a temporary thing, but I've been working on the weekend. So that's been 24 hours of my schedule. I mean, what is effectively 24 hours a weekend that's just getting taken away from me. Luckily it is a temporary thing, and I'm so thankful that this job, like I said, this is a temporary thing. It's not a regular working Saturdays. And anybody that's listening to me like, oh, he has to work. I have put in my time. I have worked at more than one dealership where they basically, anybody that works at a dealership knows exactly what I'm talking about. You work at a dealership, as far as they're concerned, they own you and they own your time.
Yeah.
The only reason you don't work Saturday and Sunday is because most dealerships are closed on Sundays. So please do not come at me with, oh, he's going to work. I have worked Saturdays probably more than I have not worked Saturdays in my entire life. So finally finding a job where I don't have to work Saturdays, and then all of a sudden I do have to work Saturdays in the midst of like all of the other shit that I have going on and I'm trying to get done, was just really frustrating.
Well, but luckily, it's not exactly cheap. I mean, all of you guys know it's not cheap to just go to car shows every weekend. You got to pay for hotels. Oh, yeah. You got to pay. I mean, car shows themselves, just to be a spectator, is fucking expensive.
Getting more expensive.
Yeah. Honestly. We went to Slamming Off Nashville the other weekend, and it was $25 a person per spectator to go in. I thought it was going to be charged like per car or whatever, and that was just for the one day. Yeah. Like, if you want to go in for the 2 days, which I have no idea why it's a 2 day show, it's $40.
I was sad I didn't get to go to that, honestly, just to hang out with you.
Well, it was fun.
I wanted to hang out with you guys, just being at that was one of those things, 100% like a FOMO thing, but fear of missing out. I didn't have to fear it. It was already happening. But, like, yeah, I was just, like, sitting in the work truck, and I'm like, I bet they're having a lot of fun.
We did have fun, and the video from that should be coming out pretty soon. But you didn't really miss out on anything as far as, like, cars or car show. Like, the show was good, but, you know,
I want to be around more.
I know. I want you to, too. I want
in more videos and stuff.
I want me, you, and Benny to be
able
to
be in more videos so I can get more attention to my face.
I want you guys to come to car shows.
That was a joke, just to be clear.
It's hard. it's not that easy when we all have separate lives. We do live together and we all get on well, but we have separate lives and we all have to like make money somehow to pay the bills and do the things that we'd like need to do first. So yeah, it's kind of been tough, and we're going to try our best to get out to at least a couple of events this year and try and see if we can set this up in a hotel or Airbnb and something. And as far as doing like a live recording at an event, I have no idea when that will happen.
And it's like not for nothing. And this is just the way it is. I mean, I feel like we don't really care what the reaction is going to be right or left, but everything that we said in the episode about getting things going is very much still in the plan. But as you can glean from what all we've just said, that has been, unfortunately, that has been kind of on the bottom of the priority list versus getting money to pay bills and pay for various things that need to be paid for. And as I'm sure you are all aware, that happens sometimes. Not unlike we spoke about in the last episode. Like,
yeah,
there's car stuff and there's life stuff. And sometimes life stuff, you know, has priority. And I think right now for all of us,
that's kind of priority.
That's the situation. So
yeah,
I don't want anybody to think that, you know, we're losing steam or anything like that. Cause that's not what's happening. We're just, we're trying to navigate this the best we can right now, but you know, best believe when we show up to the party, we're going to show up to the party. So
anyway, on life stuff, I actually just started, as I talked about in the last episode, my like actual job, working at Two Brothers, doing all of their marketing stuff, which this week has been fun. It's been really fucking hot, and I hate the heat, so it kind of sucks that I'm just like not outside all day, but I'm not in the AC, and I'm on my feet, and I'm lifting stuff constantly, so you know, being in the gym is going to help with that at least. But no, it's been super fun. I
have a Chattanooga specific question just because you said that, and sure, I forgot to ask you the other day.
What?
Is Two Brothers near the Duracell factory?
I have no idea where the Duracell factory is. It's in Cleveland. Brothers is Cleveland.
So I asked because I swear to God, I saw your boss's is it an F-350?
It was a dually?
Yeah.
F-450?
Oh, no, never mind.
Oh.
Or maybe it was
it looks like an F-350.
So it may have been a truck that was there because it was
Two Brothers?
Yeah, it was like a white mall crawler, like F-350. I think it's white and it has like the mall crawler, really expensive chrome. I have no fucking idea what brand they were. Anyway, sorry. I saw that truck and I'm like, I recognize that truck from one of Liam's videos. Is this where Two Brothers is? And you just said no.
Continue. I mean, I have no idea what Duracell is. But anyway, no, it's been fun. I've been trying to analyze like TikTok trends and Instagram trends and shit. And I came up with this idea to post a video that is like it just has like the the text to voice thing, and it's like of Mac's truck, and it's like, hey, comment, you know, what truck you have, and I'll find you a set of wheels and like show, you know, how many wheels we have in inventory, which we have like over 200 sets of wheels, which is pretty impressive, honestly. And the next day when I came in, it had about 50 comments, which is pretty solid. So I started, you know, going through and picking some wheels and pairing them up with trucks and then just recording these little videos. So then the next day, today, which is Friday, I come in, we're at 500 fucking comments on there.
Oh, shit.
Which is insane. And the engagement on that thing is, like, so much better than I have seen on other videos. Like, I'm used to seeing, like, you know, 500 comments would be ratioed to, like, 50,000 views. We hadn't even broken 10,000 views and we have 500 comments, which means the engagement level on that is insane.
Yeah.
So like compared to the amount of people that would like swipe onto that video and then swipe off of it, they're not. They're watching it and then they're actually commenting. That's fucking super good engagement.
In case you guys didn't know, Liam's really good at his job.
So. Yeah. This is what I do. I analyze trends and yeah, marketing. It's quite fun. It's a cool career path for anybody that is interested. And if anybody wants to message me and pick my brain on it, feel free. But yeah, I just started doing that this week and it's been pretty fun. And, you know, I'm going back and forth with the owners about some ideas and stuff that I have for future plans with them. And it's pretty cool. And I'm excited to get settled into that, figure out my structure. And like I said last week, then I can kind of know exactly how I'm going to structure everything else for my more personal life and obviously stuff with this and when I'm going to be filming content, putting content out, planning stuff for this and just, you know, have hours of the day or set days of the week that I'll work on stuff for this. So
I feel like I'm going to do that also. Yeah. Just like have a substance day to make sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of nice to have that structure. Mm. And then that's why right now, like over this next, like, or at least it's been the past week or so and over probably the next week. Excuse me. Some of
that was delicious.
Yeah. I tried to not have that burp come out. I apologize for you guys, but at least you can't smell what you're hearing. I've been trying to get content out, but I just haven't been getting the time to like edit videos. And recently me and Ben have liked to sit down and edit together. And then Ben's been trying to figure out his whole work thing. And so we haven't had that much time to sit down and edit together. So I really am not on top of content for myself personally, but it's all good. We'll get caught up with everything and everything will be structured nicely soon. But anyways, less on us. I want to talk today about our Discord because we haven't done a full episode on it and we have done our best with all of the other episodes. Sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on today. I'm frazzled. I think we both are.
I think it's just a very simple case of brains being fucking fried.
Yeah. That's the heat, too. Like, it's hot as shit in this fucking garage. And I feel like these lights probably, if anything, make us look sweaty. So I apologize if you're watching on YouTube.
Couple of sweaty boys.
But anyway, yeah, our Discord. We, in previous episodes, we brought up the Discord, but we make sure that we don't promote it too much. And the reason for that is just because I want it to be a space for people that are like really about this stuff. People who are really interested, they're really passionate about cars. I don't ever want it to turn into like, it shouldn't be a quantity over quality thing. It's 100% quality over quantity. So right now the Discord has about like 200 members or so. It might be a little bit more than that.
Which shout out to every single one of you guys.
Yeah.
Every single one of you, and whether you're active or not, the fact that you showed up and were even remotely interested enough to hop in there, we appreciate you.
The reason I want to talk about the Discord is, well, actually, I'll tell you guys what kind of sparked the idea for talking about this in an episode is yesterday I was just scrolling through Instagram, you know, clicking through stories, whatever. And there's a guy that I've followed for a little while. You know, I've seen two of his cars. And as far as I knew, I didn't know that he had any kind of like history with cars beyond that. And granted, I'd never really looked into him as a person or like his Instagram or like his cars. But the Instagram account is Statilac and he has a static Cadillac. And right now he's building it's like a burgundy red CTS coupe. Which I've never been a huge fan of the coupes, but this thing does look really sick.
Honestly, so many people hate those.
It's the shape to me, like the cheese wedge shape.
You want to know what's like really weird?
What?
I have a throbbing affinity for the hybrid or some shit?
They had a hybrid CTS?
It was like some really, really strange thing, but it was like really futuristic looking. So as you can imagine, I was a fan.
A Cadillac?
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't a hybrid. I don't remember what it was, but it was something that was really weird. Like when I found out what it was, I was like, is that a thing?
Hmm.
I'll have to see. While you're talking, I'm going to see if I can find it.
Well, anyways, he has this red burgundy CTS that he's building currently. It's a pretty pretty clean car. He has 7K wheels on it that are like that Cadillac styled wheel. I know you guys know the one I'm talking about. It has that like floating big center cap. It's like a mesh wheel. It looks really good on that. But anyway, like before that, he had a, was it a CTS? He had some kind of other Cadillac sedan that was green. It was called Kermit. And those are the only two cars that I knew this guy had. But yesterday he had posted up on his story some of his previous builds. And I was just like, holy shit. Like these were dating back to like I want to say like 2000, probably back to like 2010. And I had no idea this guy, you know, was older and had a history with cars. I've never met the guy. I don't know him at all. I had just seen the Cadillacs and I assumed from, you know, some of the pages and stuff I see it posted to that he was a younger dude and that these were like his first kind of setups. Oh, okay. Wait, what is that? Cadillac ELR.
I didn't know that was a thing. And it is really like weirdly like fat, but I like it.
That's a cool looking
car. I like it. It's pretty neat.
Anyways, yeah, he posted some of his like previous cars and they were fucking sick. He clearly gone down like multiple different rabbit holes of like styles. He started out with, you know, big wheel cars or what some people like to call donks. They're not actually donks unless it's like a box Chevy or whatever. Somebody has cleared that up with us before, but he'd added like a couple big wheel cars. He'd actually had a VIP inspired, was it a Honda of some sort? I'm blanking right now, otherwise I would like quote word for word the fucking cars, but either way, he's gone through a bunch of different styles and I got talking to him and was just like, yo, I think that's really sick that, you know, you've been down these different routes and I had no idea. And so I was talking to him and he is currently also building another big wheel car behind the scenes. And I'm super pumped to see more on that. But we got talking about his VIP inspired car, which I believe was a Honda. Fuck. I could just look it up on my phone right now, but I don't want to
brains,
be awkward and sit here and look
fried.
Yes, absolutely. But the body kit that was on his car was like a one-off kit that was made in Thailand.
I knew you were going to say Thailand.
Yeah, and we
those dudes do not fuck around.
Yeah. With so Hondas. This is what got me started on this. Is we started talking about the Thailand scene and how it's like really interesting, and for most people that have never looked into it, you just wouldn't expect it.
It was just something that I always wanted to do, and I never did. Because I didn't really know how to go about it. Like, I didn't know if I was going to do like a blog post or what. But I really wanted to like highlight Thailand, the Thai car scene more, yeah, with Not Fast, because like the amount of like custom work, mm-hmm, for like body kits for like Hondas, especially,
yeah,
is like honestly like insane, almost doesn't even cut it. Like this is like a really bold claim, but I would argue that in a lot of ways, like they, as far as like custom body kits, especially for like Hondas and Civics, like,
yeah,
they're a very easy counterpart to Japan. Very easily.
I would agree. I mean, it's obviously different. And we were talking specifically about like VIP styling and how different it is from Japan. And funny enough, you know, I follow quite a few guys with LSs in Thailand and their styles differ so much from how it is in Japan. And it's really interesting for me. And it's something that I want to deep dive into and kind of explore that culture a lot more. But it got me thinking, it was like, damn, I feel like we should add a channel to the Discord for like Thailand. Like we should have a Thai scene specific, or we should have channels on the Discord for like, right now we have everything separated to like different subcultures. We could have a different section that is like for different geographical areas or different like continents or, yeah, something, different, yeah, parts of the world.
That, that would be pretty cool.
We could have like a Japan scene thing, and then it, you know, it can just be anything that falls into like the lifestyle or the scene of Japan, and then we have a Thai scene. I think
the best first step would be, this is literally me and Liam having a conversation. Y'all are just here.
Yes, you guys are just here listening.
But no, I think one thing that would kind of be a good rollout would be to find, I mean, I'd have to name it something not fucking corny, but like do anything that's not Japan, Euro, or the US, basically anything from anywhere else.
Well,
and whatever like stuff gets concentrated, then yeah, we split that into like its own thing.
Okay. Well, I was thinking it, you know how we have like the subculture section and then we have like an art section, that type of thing. We can make another section that is like a locations or geographical, like a regional section. Okay. Regional section. That's the word I really needed. And then you could have, you know, Thailand in there. You could have Japan in there. You could have England or like UK. You could have Europe. You could have Eastern Europe. You could like, as it gets bigger, we can expand on that.
Yeah, I think we need more people.
For me, the purpose of that would then be to kind of focus on how style differs in different regions, as opposed to how style differs from different platforms and chassis and subcultures.
Perfect example. Let me hop on Instagram really quick because I want to say my man's tag or Instagram name correctly.
But on the topic of Thailand stuff, you know, those guys go crazy with, like we were saying, Hondas, and like they have like there's like a bunch of high radius Honda Civics out there, like FB6 Civics that are high radius with these really crazy looking body kits. And it's all like VIP styled, but they're always really bright colors. They're very outlandish.
So at Mr. Mikey Fresh, you guys can look him up on Instagram. I'm pretty sure his Instagram is still up. I don't think he like ever posts on it anymore, but he had I think it was an FA5 Civic.
Mm.
That was the first time that I ever saw like a well done VIP inspired Civic, and he had a kit from Thailand.
Yeah.
And it was on bags, and it was just like he did the work.
Yeah.
Like he did the work in that car, and he did it all like by himself, which always, you know, you get them the little I did it by myself bonus points for that. But his car was my first exposure to
VIP inspired,
but more specifically with like a kit from Thailand.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. So that's at Mr. like spell out Mr. Mikey Fresh. If you guys want to see that.
Hell yeah. But yeah, it got me thinking about, you know, more ways that we could expand the Discord and make it a better community. And ultimately that got me thinking about, you know, what is the Discord? What is its purpose? What can it do for someone? And I've said this before that I wanted to be more involved with it. And really, since I said that, I haven't been. We've tried to do like the streams of the podcast on there, and it's not worked out just because of our schedules and not being that many people that are on there, you know, live in that moment. But it did get me thinking about like a lot of the things that we talk about on this show, and a lot of the things that we get into are all things based around styles and subcultures. And ultimately that's why this podcast is named Substance, is because, you know, stance is a subculture of the car community. And, you know, stance doesn't have to refer to, you know, big, crazy cambered cars. Really, stance as a definition is just how something sits. And that's a lot of what we discuss when we talk about, you know, aesthetics of cars and how things are built. And really, it's nice to be able to dive into some of these subcultures. And the Discord for me right now, if I was somebody who didn't really know anything that much about it, and I just heard somebody mention it, like it's 100% for the people who are passionate and really about it. But if I just heard something about it and I jumped in there and I didn't really know what to expect, I would be fascinated, because you can just click on like any of the, are they called channels? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a noob when it comes to Discord stuff, so bear with me on that. But like you click on any of the channels and like, hey, say you go down to like the lowrider thing, you can click in that and people are just literally, they're posting stuff that they find. They're posting, you know, magazine scans or random pictures, whatever.
Which is the thing. I mean, like that's the beauty of it is, like, I'll be honest, literally what I do, because I have been trying, because I fell off for so long, just completely, I've been going out of my way, like, if I see something cool on Instagram, to just screenshot it and just, like, post it in there. just shit that I find, like, as I go, I'll just drop it in there. Maybe,
no, it's...
Maybe it's nothing more than somebody looks at it like, oh, that's cool, and they just move on. Or if somebody's like, hey, I have XYZ thing to say about that, it's honestly really easy to do. And I think one of the things that's most that's the most beautiful to me about Discord in this setting that I first kind of realized in Machine, like Sad Machine's Discord, granted, his is massive, like massive. So the idea of like just kind of going backwards and seeing what has been posted in his is just fucking intimidating. Well, no,
because they're like, so they're kind of shit posting a lot.
Well, not even, no, not even just that. The fact that there's just so much, like there's so many people posting just like 24/7. But like right now, at least in ours, like you can just go down a rabbit hole in any of the channels and just keep scrolling up. And I mean, there's photos like we've
exactly. And like, it's really cool to be able to just click on any of the channels for different subcultures and just see like a really, what's the word I'm looking for? Like an archive of just photos and things and essentially information.
Yeah.
That you can gather.
Just references, really.
References, yeah. Like, you know, if you weren't sure on a direction you wanted to go with your car, you could easily go on this Discord and just, like, look through any of these channels and just find random pictures. And they don't necessarily have to be all from the same subculture, but you could, like, take cues from any of them.
Just so I don't forget, shout out to Otto Benchaw, the one who posts in, like, at least the 60s, 70s, 80s Japan.
Yeah.
Like every day.
Yeah.
And just is constantly dropping just fucking heat. Like, shout out to you. You're killing it. And you're like, honestly, you could be single-handedly keeping everything active right now. Cause like, but that's the thing is like, you, Senpai S12, like everybody who's regularly posting in there, you're killing it. Like, it's just... We really appreciate it considering there are some days where we don't even show up at all.
No.
You know, so just anybody that's helping it just remain like a constant stream of content of some kind, we fucking love you.
But no, I think it's right now, obviously, it's relatively small and there's a good few people in there that are contributing just cool references for stuff. I think over time, as more and more people with get in there and I still want it to remain a place for genuine enthusiasts, for people, you know, if you're not really about this stuff, you're probably not listening to this podcast. So that's why we only really ever promote it on this podcast, is because, well, we don't want anybody to be there that doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we're talking about it late into an episode on this podcast, you're only going to listen to the podcast this far through if you actually like it. And so that kind of filters out anybody that doesn't really care to be there. And so that way we end up with just like a really well-rounded group of people. And it would be awesome to see it expand past just being, you know, a place for people to share references and people to get inspiration. Like, this could become a network of people all over the world that could be resourceful for everybody. Well, like, as a community, it could, like, we could really say things.
One of the things that is still my favorite thing that has happened on there so far that made me have like a fucking moment anyway, was when Slasher posted that information about Busuzoku and like
Kaido
Racers and stuff.
We can pull it up because that was like a relatively important thing in terms of everything.
Was,
where was it? It was in the Kaido section?
Yeah, I think I pinned it.
Is it at the top?
Yeah. It was when this happened, it was quite literally exactly what I wanted when we made the Discord. Because I got on there and, you know, kind of broadcasted what I understood to be the story, which massive fucking L for me, because I didn't, for all this talk that I talk about doing my research, I guess I clearly did not do enough research. In my 50% defense, I'm hearing now that like the only way to really get legit information about this is in like Japanese sites, which obviously checks out.
Right.
I don't frequent those. I don't speak Japanese. Obviously nowadays we have a translate button. So like I said, that's about 50% in my defense. Regardless, I was incorrect. And Slasher wasn't a dick about it in any way whatsoever. He was just like, hey, here, you know, let me kind of lay out what like the verifiable
right.
history is here. And, you know, as I was reading, I was like, oh, that does make a shit ton more sense than what I, you know,
mm-hmm.
had said and then kind of broadcasted. Like, in that kind of, if I'm being honest, it's like, this is a little bit too meta, I think, to like really be able to effectively make an episode about it. I've wanted to, but I'm just not sure it would be good in this format. But like, it, just in the age that we're in, it can be really, it's really hard to say anything with like authority really now. Or,
yeah, to be 100%
because
that's valid
because of that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it's like, and so even in that way, like, you know, I'm. The facts that he laid out make complete logical sense and the timelines add up.
Yeah.
So I'm very comfortably going with that as being the real story with, you know, the correlation between Busuzoku and Kaido Racers and Busuzoku iconography and stuff like that. I digress. That, when that happened, when he posted that, I got so disproportionately excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, finally, this is what I want in this space. This I want there to be an information exchange where people are like, oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now I know that and I can share this information.
Right.
That's the thing, is the only danger is, it's like, I feel like it's so lame to be like, cite your sources, because this is, we're not in fucking school, but yeah. Like,
well, now, and though, it isn't also that, it's not that serious, but also if we are going to talk about it, we want to make sure if we're educated.
Yeah, we, you know, because that was, again, that was where my mistake was. It's like, I kind of went, I found the initial like fire starter for me reading into that on fucking mm-hmm. Twitter, which is always a red flag to begin with.
You're talking about this. This was you.
Yes.
Okay. So, well, let's just dive into it so you guys get like the full context. But Matt posted this, saying Busuzoku is a word expressly used for Japanese motorcycle gangs.
Is that still pinned? I need to.
No, I don't think it's pinned. I just scroll through to find it.
Okay.
The general original members were kamikaze pilots and fervent.
God, fervent? It feels so what dumb hearing this now. What is what?
Fervent? Kamikaze pilots and fervent?
Oh, fervent, like fucking really zealous, like really overzealous.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Japanese soldiers that still valued the ideals of the Imperial Japanese military. You know, the one that did all the war crimes. As they returned to society, they felt out of place and upset with the outcome of the war. They ultimately formed various motorcycle gangs that just hurt people and destroyed shit, because why not? The wild styling for the bikes, if solely aesthetic, are really cool. The ideology bordering Japanese supremacy, not so much. Innocent bystanders were hit with baseball bats, as well as cars and property destroyed. Still working on just how Kaido / Kyusha, is that how you say it? Kyusha?
Yeah. God, this is, cars I stemmed hate that from, you're reading this. This is making me feel so weird.
Well, it. We're going to clarify and clear it up.
Yeah.
This is me quoting, this is, right?
So, this is my version of what Liam did last episode. This when he laid out the reality of the situation. Like, again, like he said, I'm not going to fucking delete this. You can go through and read me doing this.
Yeah.
But this is me looking back at it now like, let's not say anything with authority unless you have like...
Right. And one, you clarified it.
You
the
can
end.
You cite said, your sources.
You said, if you know, please teach me. Please teach us, but stylistically, yes, it's fucking cool. The source material, not so much. Like, basically clarifying that the reasons that they did the shit they do and the shit that they do sucks, but the styling that came from it is interesting. And then anyway, Slasher came back in, I don't know if it was like a few days later or whatever, but he said, I'm still doing research on the topic, but I guess I can share the stuff that I know. The kamikaze and soldier thing is just a myth. Bozuzoku originates from the Kaminarazoku. I'm not sure if I'm saying that. Kaminarazoku. Kaminarizoku, probably.
Yeah,
Kaminarizoku.
Kaminarizoku, Thunder Tribe, in parentheses, which were motorcycle street races. It dates back to the 50s and was really only a thing done by young, wealthy folks until the late 60s. That's when motorcycles became way cheaper and it became the mainstream amongst teens. Suddenly, in the early 70s, there were thousands of people and hundreds of groups.
That sounds like the stance scene. That's weird.
There were thousands of people and hundreds of groups at these gatherings. Many were shit racers and had no interest in racing, so they found it more fun to cause trouble and being a menace. And it all spiraled from there to become even bigger and more extreme. And that's how Bozozoku was born. Kaido Racers was already a thing on its own and naturally got dragged into the Bozozoku scene. In the beginning, majority of people in Bozozoku groups were under 18, but once they grew older, they bought cars and all of that. He said, there's multiple types of Bozozoku tribes. Majority are violent, but you also have ones who mostly cared about street racing, like Jokers and Woodpecker. But yeah, that was kind of obviously like a full circle, but it was a realization for everybody to be like, oh yeah, we kind of had this backwards the whole time.
And see, that's what, like, I get it. I know that it's kind of cheesy to like be like, cite your sources, which I guess technically speaking he didn't, but later on he kind of did, in that he was talking about, you know, there was information that was on Japanese Wikipedia, but then he also traced it to other places. But like, that is the perfect example of what I'm talking about how I and anybody else has to be really careful before they declare something.
Right.
If you want to come in, because that was my main fuck up right there.
Yeah.
Was I kind of came in and was like, all right, guys,
this is how it is.
Yeah. And that was just fucking dumb. And I learned from that and I won't do that again. Had I come into the situation, I'm glad I at least said, if I'm wrong, enlighten me for fuck's sake. But like, that's kind of the dip. Now, if you want to hop in the Discord and be like, hey, I heard this, do it. Because then somebody can either confirm or deny through their own research, right? But like, I guess, let me put it this way. We talk so much about not being authorities, which again, that was my fuck up and I've learned from that.
Hey, it happens from time to time, you know?
It's hard to
avoid it when we're talking about topics like this and history of stuff. It's hard to not come across that way. And I don't think you ever intended to do that. But either way,
certainly not. But
it's really interesting for us to be able to, like, you know, get solid information on new stuff. It's really cool.
And that's kind of where I'm remembering, like, where I started talking in the beginning of this. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Like, I want more of that so badly. And like, I know for a fact that I have Slasher's pinned, like his explanation pinned. You know, so if somebody comes into the channel and has like valid, to whatever degree, verifiable information, share that. And I will absolutely pin it, because y'all, this is why we're here. I mean, this is what we want. We talk so much about like educated consumer, but I feel like we've said in another episode, like, educated enthusiast is like this whole other thing that I think will have nothing but positive effects on the community here and anywhere, really.
Yeah. And you did follow up after all of this and say, this is why I fucking love this place. You said, the internet makes me feel so weird. This new information is hitting me weird today, because I read an article yesterday that has really stuck with me about how, even as an intelligent, rational person, the internet has caused a level of baseless, contextless reaction to photos or information that is ultimately the same as when, for the average person, the world's information was not at our fingertips. There is so much more information, true or not, that you end up knowing nothing, and this is a perfect example of that. It's hard to justify basing a considerable part of yourself or your image on something that you weren't there to witness. A lot of the JDM car stuff in the West sits on that truth, and this moment has kind of clarified that. But this exchange literally was a return of investment for me making this Discord. So that kind of summarizes that up. Like,
good job, Matt, that day. I'm like, listen, I was like, damn, yeah, those are good words.
The one time Matt hears himself and he's like, I like that guy.
Are good. No, I've always been much better expressing myself in writing, just because you can do that editing process.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of why, you know, writing, like in the day and age right now in social media where it's so quick to have like a response or say anything back or talk shit, whatever, like there's no filter. That's, but like when you take your time to write stuff, you can go back in and make sure that, you know, you're writing the correct thing. And I think that that's also important with everything.
Yeah.
Social media makes everything so much more accessible, and you sometimes just need to take more time to research things.
I've always, and this is not me like bragging or anything weird like that. This is just me telling you guys like how I carry myself online, I guess. There have been so many situations where I very much had a leg to stand on to get into a comment disagreement with somebody about what the fuck ever, about whatever, dude.
Yeah.
And there have been times where I literally wrote the message. Like I spent moments of my life writing the message, and then I get to the end of it and I read it again and I'm like, I don't fucking care them. Like I don't have time for this. And it's just like that. I'm certainly not the only one. I'm, obviously, it's probably like 50-50 people are like the same way, where they're just like, I'm not going to, why would I waste my time? Like, clearly, nothing is going to come of this. Like, they're not going to, you know, okay, there's a 15% chance that they will actually hear me out and change their mind, which this podcast is us trying to lead by example that having an open mind is always a good idea.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's like, It really was just weird for me that day, like how hard, like that feeling hit me when I kind of like juxtaposed his response to what I had originally wrote and like the confidence that I had in saying it at that time.
Yeah.
And you know, you'll see it. If you start watching for it, you'll see it in like social media, especially, and we're certainly not going to get into politics or news or anything, but that's just like on Twitter, especially, you can watch yourself just be unbelievably reactive.
Yeah.
You'll see a photo of something going on and it's a photo. It is a still frame of a fucking millisecond in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll write your whole story within a millisecond just based on what's in that photo.
Well, yeah, that's exactly.
No context, you know, nothing about, and it's so easy. And don't get me wrong. There are plenty of photos that depict really awful shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is exactly what it looks like. Yeah. I mean, there are plenty, you know what I'm saying? But there are also photos and videos for that matter that present a situation where it seems like it's pretty cut and dry and you can be upset or be reactive or be whatever, but you don't have all the context. And it's kind of like what I was saying there is like, it, oh my God, the wraparound on this is so good. It's kind of not unlike what me and Liam learned in the last episode is, if you make a judgment on, in this context, like a car or somebody's that's build or whatever.
Exactly what I was about
without,
to say.
Yeah, without like full context, it's really unfair to like do that. So, and y'all, this learning is literally.
We're all learning.
This is literally why I said what I said in the last episode about some of the things that we say.
It sound is contradictory.
Inevitable that it's going to sound contradictory. The thing that you have to remember is the disclaimer that we give 90% of the episodes when we don't forget is that on this podcast, this is me and Liam talking. All we have is our opinions. Like, so if we don't like somebody's car, we don't fucking like it. That doesn't mean the car is objectively bad. We don't like fake parts. Frankly, some of the reasons for that are objectively bad, but as far as like the use of fake parts, there's context to be had there. Other times,
reasons, justifications.
Other times, it can be very cut and dry, but the fact remains there's context there, and we're going to watch that. You know what I'm saying? We are going to be more cognizant of that now. It's so weird how we got into like this topic, but kind of trying to steer it back to like the Discord. When Slasher did that, like that was that was the moment for me, because I'm like, fuck, this is what I wanted so bad to happen. And it's like, if we can get that happening with any kind of regularity in any of the channels, holy fuck, I will be so excited.
No, I agree. It's like right now, just in its like earliest stages, just seeing, you know, people contributing pictures and stuff to each of these channels, you know, on a regular basis, it's really cool. And if you are somebody that hasn't checked it out yet, you should go take a look, because, you know, it could just be a bunch of stuff that isn't of that much interest to you, but there could be something in there that could be some kind of inspiration. And like we will say, you know, if you keep an open mind and you go in, like I could click on the fucking Spokon mini truck section, which is obviously a style that has like fallen off and it's not a huge trend now, but I can easily scroll through this channel and look at some of the pictures that have been posted in here. I can take cues from these cars. There are little things that I can pick up on these cars, little style cues that I could apply to a future build. And that's really the way that I want to be able to look at it with this Discord, is like, it's just a collection of really cool shit that's categorized. And then there's like little bits of information here and there. There is so much stuff that could be learned and interpreted. And even, you know, any of you guys that have knowledge on different subcultures, like you guys can contribute too. And
that's,
I think that's really fucking cool.
That's what we want. And you know, I'm sitting here thinking about it. All of a sudden my brain is like, count the likes that you're saying. Like, no.
What?
Remember I was telling you last week about how often I say like, and anyway. Okay. So what I was just thinking kind of as he was saying all of that is the other thing. I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that we're all on Instagram. Everybody listening to this is most likely on Instagram.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that everybody is as like neurotic. Neurotic's not the right word, but like as attentive and picky about how he interacts on Instagram, just because I've found it important to like learn the algorithm as far as not just seeing a bunch of garbage that I don't want to see.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like shit, I save shit. And I have talked about this briefly. I have like
a bunch of folders and categories. It's like that.
But well, what I was going to say is like, if you have pages that you follow on Instagram, I mean, obviously if you have like favorite pages, you have favorite pages and you can just keep doing that. I'm not saying stop getting on Instagram, but what I am saying is like, if you get to that point on Instagram where you're like, I want to get off Instagram right now, but I still want to like look at shit, hop in the Discord. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to get that same stream of content. But the best part is like, not only can you contribute very easily, like into the stream of content, like you can have conversations with people who aren't just dicking around all the time.
Yeah. Well, dude, the thing that's cool to me and like the similarities that I see is like Discord is like forums. It is just like how forums were.
It's just much faster pace. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like they modernized forums. And for any of us that have been around long enough to remember how the forums were, like I loved that. I loved that era. I loved that I had to like go through these different sections. And like, even before I was involved with cars, I was in forums for all kinds of stuff, like photography stuff. It's always been just like a really good way to navigate the thing that you're like passionate about and you're enthusiastic about. Discord is like the modern version of that. And yeah, I think we have a cool thing going on there. And I'm really excited for more people to jump in there and not only contribute, but also just, you know, learn from it. Like there's so many cues and things that you can take from it that is just fucking exciting. And
I think that's the one thing that I'm not gonna say I'm struggling with it. Frankly, I haven't had a lot of time to like give to it yet, but I do want to find a way to make it feel more communal and like more incentive to just like check in every day, even if it's for like 5 seconds.
Oh yeah,
for sure. And the streams definitely did feel more communal. But, you know, as we've talked about, logistically, they just were not working
at the moment. Yeah, we haven't been able to make it happen.
But, you know, I that is something that I'm thinking about. That's something that I'm putting energy and thought into, is kind of trying to find a way to make it more communal and just get that, whatever that little thing will become that makes people like, oh, like I'm gonna check it out really quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, on the topic of communal and community stuff, here's something that you guys can get involved with, you know, aside from the Discord. This show's sponsor, Wheel Price, is a, just like what we're talking about with Discord, it's an app. It's set up just like the forums were back in the day. Matt's going to move over so you can see the nice ad here. It's set up just like how the forums are. And for anybody that kind of misses it, for anybody that misses those days, it's kind of cool. But it's an app used for buying and selling wheels, and it's very much a community-based thing. It's run by three guys that are just like us. They're enthusiasts. They love what they do. And yeah, you can list your wheels and avoid having to deal with any of the like bullshit that comes with, you know, Facebook Marketplace or trying to sell your wheels on Instagram. Like if you're looking to buy wheels, you go on Wheel Price and you search for wheels. You don't have to like just randomly come across them on Instagram or whatever and deal with talking to people or Marketplace where somebody sends you a message saying, are these still available? And then you say yes, and then they never reply. You don't have to do that. And the reason that I like follow this on from the topic of community is Wheel Price is the same thing as the Discord in the sense that it's community based. Yeah. You guys have to be involved to make it a better app. And that's why I'm so active in having them as a sponsor on this show, is because we can make that app so much better. There's so many of you guys that listen to this and will be in the future. It would be awesome if all of you guys were on that app. And whether you're buying or selling wheels, it's a cool place to find wheels. And I'm on there every week searching for stuff that I can't afford to buy right now. But at some point, dude, I probably
these
will.
These wheels on the Majesta? Yeah, that would look sick.
I know.
Anyway, moving on.
I know. But we all do it. We all window shop stuff and go down those like deep dives of trying to find stuff for our projects. And Wheel Price is a good place to do that too. Like if you just want to like look around for wheels, you can. And if you decide to make a purchase, it's super easy. You can literally just enter your card information and buy them and have them shipped to you from the seller, just like you would on like a website. So yeah, go check them out. The link is in the description, or all of the links for Android, Apple, and then also their website. Go check it out. It's really awesome. And like I've said, they're enthusiasts. They're just like us. And I want to see that app grow and get bigger, just like our Discord. So, but yeah, bringing it back to the Discord, I don't know. Should we go through and show some highlights on some stuff? I don't want to do too much like visual, because I'd honestly like to keep it for you guys. Like if you want to go check some stuff out, go check it out. But maybe we could just go to the introductory section and just look at some of the people that are in there and some of their cars and some of the stuff that they've shared.
That's cool.
Okay, let's do it.
I think I'll just list them off really quick. I'll just kind of let you guys know what subculture channels we have as it is right now, just so you have kind of a concept of what you can expect if you hop in there.
Oh yeah.
60s through 80s JDM, 90s through 10s JDM, Kaido cars, VIP style, low riders, Spocom mini trucks, 60s to 80s Euro, 90s to 10s Euro, motorsport, art of motorsport, which, quick aside, I really love that. I was pretty stoked when I came up with that idea, because there are so many cars, especially like race cars and art cars, which granted there weren't really as many art cars as I had initially thought. So art cars is kind of a special thing, but art of motorsport is any like crazy livery, just really aesthetic, like visual effects. I've almost kind of opened that up to like really crazy, like aero, because there can certainly be a lot of like art and like visually pleasing, like aero and shit like that. So you can find a lot of that in there. And I think that's really cool. There's an everything else channel, which is just like
exactly, anything that doesn't fit a category.
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly what it sounds like. OEM wheels, drift cars. I just added two new channels, automotive gaming and off-road. Mm-hmm. And then there's an artwork category for 2D art, 3D art and renders, photography art, and design inspiration, which I really need to go in and like do a fucking dump of a lot of my, need to go in there and do a dump. I need to dump a lot of my design inspiration stuff that I have on my phone, because I have literally probably about, what year is it?
2022.
I have design inspiration references that I have been using since like 2015. Mm-hmm. So I have a really fair amount. Probably and need like to
share those.
A lot of these guys that have come over from Machine probably have four times as much as I do.
Yeah.
Also shout out to Verone and Boki, for being mods. They yes. are like, yeah, for being mods. They're great. Obviously you guys all know who Verone is. I would love to have Boki on the show. He is in Germany. Hopefully we can figure out a way to do that at some point, because he's fucking awesome.
But yeah, I want to highlight just a couple of people, just kind of scroll, like, this is not going to be everybody or anybody. Like, I'd love to go through and just highlight everybody, because every single person that's in the Discord in their own right has like something cool that they bring to the table, whether it's a car or an interest or knowledge on certain things. But I'm just kind of scrolling through the introduce yourself section and just like,
damn, showing I didn't you guys like, how many fucking posts were in this. So holy many. Shit.
First one that
popped, thanks, dudes.
I know. The first one that popped up that I like really want to highlight is Sophia M. She is she's an artist, and I think
incredibly talented.
Yeah, I think I'd seen her stuff on Twitter originally. I don't know.
I found her through Charlie, actually.
Really? Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't remember how, but the first time I like remember seeing her name and her work was on Twitter. But yeah, she's in the Discord. She put in the introduce yourself thing, and she does some really, really cool. These are digital art, right? This is not traditional painting. Well, I should probably.
She can do both, but I believe her preferred medium at this point is digital.
It's beautiful. She does some really, really good work. And like Matt said, she's incredibly talented. There's a dude in here, Darth Treve, or Trev, with an E on the end, that is he's Belgian. He has a GR Yaris with T-37s on it. That's fucking cool.
Money. Oh, and shout out to Tekis. He's in Kentucky, and he actually reached out to me, as far as I know, early-ish in his, at least, aesthetic process of his build. He has a MR2 and AW20, I believe, is the chassis code, with a 2GR, like the fucking V6 that I'm pretty sure is in the IS350.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I'm probably wrong. Anyway, it's a fucking V6 in an AW20 MR2. And he, you know, DM'd me a while back and was kind of asking me my opinions about the car, and like saying, he was saying that, you know, he was going to get it a different color, and like if I had any ideas and this and that. Then I just kind of gave him, you know, some of my opinions of what I thought would be cool, and he ended up doing purple, and he has really nicely fitted RPF1s with like solidly meaty tires, and it looks really great, super clean. I just kind of wanted to shout him out because, you know, he went out of his way to DM me to kind of, you know, ask me what I thought, and it looks fucking awesome.
This is like the most recent one that's on here. A guy named Corwin, he is in Sydney, Australia. He said he's actually been watching me for a little while, and he had an AAT Supra, JZX 100 Chaser. Those are gone, but he said he's in a VIP-style fanboy phase. So he now has a GRS 204 Crown Athlete, which is fucking cool, because obviously that's a car that we can't have here, and I'm very interested in, and yet. Matt is also very
not
interested in.
Yet.
And not for a while, dude. That is a new... Yeah, I know. Here, I'm going to have to scroll way further back up because there's so many in here. My good friend Kyle from Minnesota, he has that GS400 that he's had for 14 years. It's the one with the Junction Produce Scar wheels on it.
Oh yeah, I was just looking at that one. Delicious. How about energy? Mantis, my bad if I'm wrong, dude. In Lithuania, so shout outs for that. He has a Celsior, a first gen JZS 147 Celsior on.
Did you just say JZS 147 Celsior?
No, sorry, not a fucking Celsior. Aristo, my bad. You see, I have to slow down. I have to do it.
Of course, Johnny, Gucci style flex with the fucking the slam flex. He actually bought us these chairs, this is now the third episode that we've given him a shout out for buying us these chairs. So thank you, Johnny. We appreciate it.
And another one, really quick shout out, KSC31 is Joey in Charlotte. He has a 2015 Scion XB. I don't know and care how like anybody feels about XBs, but
yeah,
his specifically is fucking awesome. I believe it's full TRD kit, unless he says it's something else. Oh no, a body kit from Ken's. No. Anyhow, you guys, if you learn to orient yourself with Discord, if you go to the search function, you can search for specific users. Just look up KSC31 and check out his XB because it is really, really fucking cool. Yeah.
But no, I mean, that's just kind of a few examples of us just randomly scrolling while we're here recording. There's a lot of people. Like we said, we have about 200 members or so in there right now. And it's just a lot of people from different walks of life that have interesting projects, have had tons of different and interesting projects. And like I've said, it's all people that are really about this shit. They're really passionate about this stuff. And we love that. We want to make this into more of a community. Like, the podcast itself is awesome. We talk about a lot of cool stuff on here, and we want to have guests on and talk about more cool stuff. But outside of the podcast, ways that you can get like involved with this podcast or this community is the Discord. It's a great way to connect with other enthusiasts that are just as passionate about this stuff as you are. And really just kind of share the common interest of cars. That's yeah, all I can say for it. So yeah, we're pretty stoked on it. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah.
I don't want it to get like too big. I don't want it to turn into a thing where there's like thousands of people
moderators have to be active, basically.
Yeah, thousands of people posting every single day, and like we just have to have people like monitoring posts before they go live. Like, it's cool right now that it's like small and niche, and hopefully it doesn't get too crazy.
We want the sweet spot.
Yeah.
We don't want tiny, but we also don't want just absolutely fucking insanity. No. As nice as it would be for like the Discord to get like a lot of attention, especially like all of a sudden, we do it this way for that reason.
Yeah.
This episode obviously is kind of the outlier, but
yeah, we only promote it on this show because people who listen to this show are the kinds of people that we want on the Discord and are ultimately the kinds of people we want to have be a part of our community.
Right.
And that expands to more than just the Discord. Like I've talked about, you know, in the past, I want to get into hosting a car show. I want to get into doing events. We want to do like meets and stuff. You guys are the kinds of people that we want to have there. And so I feel like the Discord is a really good way for us to actually like see how many people are there, see you guys, interact with you guys, as opposed to us just putting these episodes out once a week. You listen, maybe you share it, whatever. The Discord is where we can actually like, we can talk to you guys. I can see your cars. Well, we can talk cars, whether you're on the other side of the world, like
not for nothing too. I haven't even checked. I don't even know if there's any posts in there, but if you want to put it on general, you can, but I also have an episodes channel. I don't give a shit if you go in there and just meme the fuck out of both of us. If you just listen to an episode or you're currently listening, please do it. The episodes channel, I put it there just so we can have running dialogue. Like,
oh yeah, we can talk about the episodes.
I'm telling you, like, even if you want to just go in there and meme Liam and I or talk about how stupid something one of us says, do it, because yeah, then we can all laugh at us together. Like,
yeah. And I mean, that's basically what we were doing when we were streaming. Is the whole time we're in the stream and doing like the live chat with it, is we were just making jokes and memes off of like certain things that we were saying, which is really fun. Like, half, I mean, we talk about a lot of serious things, but like at the end of the day, we have fun.
Probably a good half of the emojis in our fucking, in our Discord are like somebody screenshotted when one of us was making a face. Like, there's, it makes me so happy, because arguably the two like most popular like custom ones are both fucking my face doing a really weird thing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyways, I know that this is kind of a shorter episode, and I do apologize. I know that you guys love to listen to us go on and on for 2 hours. But both of us have a lot of stuff that we need to get done. Matt definitely has a lot of stuff. He needs to pack and is leaving tomorrow after work. So yeah, Matt's got some stuff to get done, and I've got a ton of stuff that I need to get done. So we're sorry that it's a little bit shorter than it usually would be, and hopefully it's not a boring episode for you guys. I expect that it's not going to be as listened to as all of the other episodes. But
all the homies will listen, won't you, homies?
They will. All of the people that want to be here will listen. And, you know, it's funny. I hear it all the time from people, too, like, people will just like put the podcast on when they're listening when they're working on their car. They'll just like put
podcast on. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. People all the time. I hear that is yeah. You know, I was in the garage wrenching, you know, I put the podcast on, I just listened to it, and whether they're like fully listening or just kind of tuning in and out, that's still really cool.
I spoke to one guy, and dude, please do not hate me just because I don't remember at this moment. But if you're listening to this, you know exactly who you are. But he was talking, he's like, yeah, honestly, I was listening to the podcast while I was gaming, and you guys' voices are really soothing. I'm like, that is not something I've ever heard said about my voice, but hey, man.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Honestly, thank you.
That's fucking awesome.
Sounds kind of nice. I get so used to being frustrated with hearing myself because I'm not English nor American. And dude, my TikTok, this is what I've realized recently, because I started making like more TikTok videos where I'm like answering questions.
Yeah.
And TikTok is very good at like showing people my content who have no idea who I am.
Yeah.
And so most people, you know, they've seen me around for years or whatever, they kind of know my background. They know that I'm British and I've been here for a while. Well, people on TikTok have no fucking idea. They're just like, why do you sound like that? And all of a sudden in my head, I've just got to be like, great, I got to fucking go through this. Like, okay, years back when people like got to know me and they met me, like say like 4 years ago, when people first met me, I sounded English then.
Yeah.
I don't fucking sound English now. So I get on TikTok and I'm like talking about stuff and explaining stuff, whatever. I just go back and forth between English and American. It's fine.
I like your voice. It's like, it's for that reason. Just hear me out.
All right,
it's unbelievably distinct. There's nobody that sounds like you.
Yeah, that's true. But also, that's why people are like, where the fuck are you from? Like, people on TikTok are constantly like, this guy is Australian. I'm like, no, I'm not. And they're like, you sound Australian.
If you hadn't already done it, you could pull a Noel Miller and just, for years and years, just constantly let people continue guessing where you're from. And none of us know still. Well, I know he's from Canada, but like what his...
I could do that.
What his parents are. What level of brown he is. By the way, shout out Noel Miller. He is fucking hysterical.
He is.
And I didn't really realize it, but I guess subconsciously I decided that I was going to be Noel Miller light, because
what?
Like seeing not only do I laugh like him,
mm-hmm.
I like saw, I've seen like photos of him like in the mid 2000s, like way earlier on, and like in his YouTube, like think about him in some of the That's Cringe when he still like had hair, when mm-hmm. he didn't shave his head anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at me.
Well, I'd have to go back and look at it.
The point is, I like subconsciously decided that I was going to be like Noel Miller Jr.
I hope that doesn't make me Cody, because Cody's just not as funny as Noel, honestly.
No, nobody is funny as Noel.
But anyways, thank you guys for listening and tuning in every week. We do appreciate it. And since Matt is going to be gone for the next 10 days, that does mean that we do not have an episode for next week. But I'm going to figure something out. It may be me and Ben sit down on here and have another, you know, super in-depth photography talk of some sort. We're not sure yet, but we will figure that out, and I will let you guys know. If there is no episode, I'll make a post. But I do want to try and get something out for next week, even though Matt's not going to be here. I think something with Benny would be cool.
Really quick, my anxiety wants me to tell you guys something. Anybody that DMs me, I will never leave you unseen. Oh. If you message me and it says that I saw it, but I haven't responded within like a reasonable amount of time, whether I just like the comment or I like respond, it's most likely because I'm at work and I had just enough time at like a fucking stoplight to like go in there and read what you sent me.
Yeah.
And I'll come back. I just know how shitty of a feeling that is when you're excited to message somebody something and they just leave you unseen.
Yeah.
So I mean, I didn't want you guys to feel like that.
Yeah, that happens to me pretty often too. And I've always been pretty good about at least acknowledging messages. Like, I mean, I'll like messages all the time. I feel bad I can't reply.
I always hate that, but like sometimes I'm just like, I don't really know what to say.
I mean, for easily the past 3 or 4 years, I've gotten 100 messages on Instagram a day. And that's not an exaggeration. I get about 100 a day and I do my absolute best to acknowledge every single one of them. Can't
confirm, because like if I'm ever holding Liam's phone, like even to take a photo of them or something for like half a second, he gets like 2 messages.
Yeah, it'd be happening. So I stay on top of them, and the more crazy that things get, the harder it is for me to respond to people. So if you are gonna send me a message, just, you know, don't make it a stupid message. that sounds really fucking asshole. Oh, but God. But no, it's true. Like, if you have a question that's, like, really easily Googleable, I'm not sure if that's a word, then just Google it because, like, I have a million things that I have to do in a day. And answering questions that could be Googled, it's not my favorite thing to do. I will do it, but it's not my favorite thing to do.
I mean, you could set the precedent right now that you're not going to do it anymore.
To be quite honest, anybody that is listening to this podcast doesn't ask those fucking questions.
Fantastic.
They just
great. Don't. Great job, dudes.
It's, you know, I want to let you guys know that y'all that are here at this point through an episode, or even later in some of the longer episodes, y'all are good people, and we like you.
Yeah,
that's
really truly.
That's all I gotta say. Y'all are friends.
I think it is legitimately safe to say that. If you're still listening to us idiots just babble about this stuff,
we like
you. We fuck with you quite heavily, actually.
Yeah, but yeah, that's about it for this week. I appreciate all of you guys once again for tuning in, and we'll be back with something next week. And yeah, wish Matt the best of luck with his trip, and hopefully everything goes smoothly with the engagement.
Yes, sir.
It'll be cool when you're back, and that's gonna, like, the next episode that we record when you're back, and we'll do the intro section will be a very exciting one for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, you guys can look forward to that. But Matt has been busting ass.
So what are you gonna like bleep what you just said, because they could definitely have heard that even though you were behind your hand.
You think Pal's listening this late in the episode?
No, it's not Pal, but
it's fine.
Okay,
I think it'll be all right. Anyways, guys, we love you.
Yes, we do.
We will see you next week. And if you want to join the Discord, the link is in the description. And like I say every fucking episode, if the link isn't working, send me a message, because Discord, you really need to fix this. You really need to fix this. They have a link expiration thing. These motherfuckers is gatekeeping. But the link expires after 7 days, and no matter how many times I make a new link and change the setting to do not expire, it somehow fucks up. So if you have any issues with joining, don't get deterred. Just shoot me a message. I will make you a link and then you can join. So yeah. Thank you guys. We love you.
We do love you. Which is one like last reiteration. Honestly, I'm just going to give you a gentle push to get in the episode section and just say things.
Please. Yeah. Honestly, we haven't done anything
it would in the episode be so, section yet. It would be so fun to read and just get whatever various feedback for the... And I'm telling you, jokes and memes, as long as they're like at least loosely related to the episode, are just fun for everybody, I think. Yeah. We just like I said, just try and keep it like loosely, because I forgot we do have an off topic and memes section where you can just put the absolute, the most like deep fried, smooth brained memes you can possibly want. But within the episode section, definitely memes, jokes, yeah, have at it. Just kind of try and keep it reined in.
I'm going to say this right now, and I have no like guarantee on any of it, but like, I mean, technically we're the ones who are in control, so I can guarantee it. When we roll out products, like when we roll out the website and products and stuff, I'm going to treat the Discord as like the mailing list right away. Like, you guys will get first access and first dibs on anything and everything. So if we make stickers or we make like support banners, which will probably be the first initial things, and then, you know, hats and shirts and all kinds of other stuff, we're going to make that available to you guys in the Discord first, because y'all are
the real ones.
The real ones, yeah. So, anyways, let's get the fuck out of here. Matt's going to Mexico, and I'm
going to Mexico right now. I'm walking out the front door and going right now.
I'm going to my desk to go back to work. So, thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.